So anyway, this is Hashem, but Mitzia Daf Nuntes, and we'll begin 11 lines down in the middle of the sugya that's talking about the malbim pnei chaveri berabim and the severity of such things. And we have a classic, famous Agadat Gemara. Amar Mar, it says, Amar Mar, but the gear says, Amar Mar, Zertra, Bar Tuvi, Amar Rab, Amar Lamar, Avchad, Amar Biz, Amar Rav Shimon, Chassid, Amar Lamar, Yechanon, Mishim, Mishim, Yechoy, Noyech, Lelo, Adam, Shiyap, Latz, Melikiv, Shana, Eish, and it's better a person should throw himself into a furnace, Val Yab, Bnei Chaveri, Verabin, a person should not be Malbim, Bnei Chaveri, Verabin, no one, where do we see this from? Me, Tamar, says the Gemara, we see this from Tamar, Dechsid, he mutzes, she was brought out, and he shelcha, El Chamiya, she sent to her father-in-law saying, "What are, who are these? Whoever these belong to, that's who Anechi Hara." Okay, and Tesis here points out, Mutseis is a Lashon without the Aleph. It's Bayotzes Eish, that she was getting kindled. And Tesis is coming to say, well, how do we know that when Tamar announced whoever they belong to, that's who I'm pregnant by? And Yehuda got up and said, oh, it was me. Who says that if Yehuda didn't get up, she wouldn't have admitted? So Tosfos learns this from the Lashon of he mutzeis without the Aleph by Yotzes, that she was mamish being burnt. She would not have had time to admit later. Okay, and therefore, that's how we know that she was noyach. She threw herself into noyach l'adam she'ap l'atzim l'kipshon ha'esh in order to avoid being malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim. So before we go back to over here, so Tosfos and Saita asked, okay, if so, if this is true, then why isn't it counted among the dinim that are Yahari Valyava? We know there's the big three. So why don't we count also not embarrassing a person? So Tosfos there answers, because it's not Mefarsh B'Torah, only the big three are Mefarsh B'Torah. Other Mefarshim say it's Devar Agada, we don't learn Halacha from it. And in fact, the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah seems to say Lahepech of Tosfos that that it's... It would be usher for a yid to do it, mishum b'chai b'hem. And again, it's only divrei agada, and that the fact that Tamar was willing to give her life up for it, she's a ben noach, she doesn't have the mitzvah b'chai b'hem, but for us who have b'chai b'hem, so the Sfarim HaKadoshim obviously talk about how chomer this isser is, where the Gemara is saying it from a agada standpoint, halachically, whether or not, okay, either way, don't do it, don't be ma'am b'nei chaveri. Amar Rav Chinen Aberei, the Rav Idi, my dechsev, the pasuk says, "V'leisani v'ishes hamisai im she'itcha b'tayra." This that there's an iser of einas devarim, right? Coming off of the whole sugya and azav of einas mamon. Now we're discussing the einas devarim im she'itcha b'tayra mitzvahs. I'll tell you, if somebody is on the right derech, they're on the derech, then they're a yid and they're doing things the right way. Then there's an iser of altayn. Amar Rav Lo'ilam Yehadam Zara b'einas ishtei. A person has to be very careful not to use his words harshly. Speak, Rashi says, "Bo'inas devarim litzara," to be mitzara his wife with words, to torment her with words. Shemitoch kamidayt mitzuya, shemitoch shedim asa mitzuya, because she's always close to. Women are more naturally emotionally impacted, closer to tears. Inas akreva. Okay, it's easier. Just you have to be very careful. Use softer words. Amar Malazim yavchinecha beis hamikdash ninu l'shari tefila. And as we see that shari tefila from the time the beis hamikdash were destroyed, shari tefila are locked. Shinemar, the apostle says, "Gam ki ezak vashvei hashasam tefila." See, it's silence. My tefila is silent. Like my tefila can't get through. I'll be shari tefila in another. Even though tefila can't get through, shari demois in another. Shari demois, the shower of tears that is never closed. Shinemar, the apostle says, "Shema tefila si Hashem v'shavasi hazina." Listen to my cries. El demasi al tichrish. Right, but to my tears. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be silenced, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the tears. If a person follows his wife's advice, he's going to fall into Gehenna. Shemar, as Pasuk says, right? So we see precedent. Well, now Achav's wife was Izebel, and he followed his wife, and that was a very bad situation. So don't follow your wife. Amar Papa Labaya, hold on 1 second. How could you possibly say that? Ba'amri Inchi, people say it's a chutz if your wife is short. Tochushla, listen to her. So you got to make sure to listen to her. You have to listen to your wife. So the Gemara says, like, Kasha, Mili da Alma, Babi Mili de Besa. It depends on what. Mili da Alma, don't listen to your wife as far as what's best for you. Mili de Besa, your wife rules at home. Again, you better be listening to her when it comes to what should happen in the house. Lishnachrina, or in fact, Albi Mili de Shmaya. When it comes to Mili de Shmaya, that's when you don't listen to your wife. You have to do, you know, you listen to your Rebbe. Babi Mili da Alma, Mila de Alma, for everything other than things that are not Mila de Shmaila, you should absolutely listen to your wife, and not just Mila de Besi. Okay? Amar Rav Chista kol ha-sharim ninalim chutz mi-sharei eino. And all of the sharim are closed except for the sharim of eino. And Amar Rav Chista says, Hinei Hashem, al choymach anach, uviyadei anach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is al chaimas anach. He's there. He's always there. Uviyadei anach. Anach is a tool translated as a plumb line. But the point is, Rashi says that uviyadei anach mashma shehi tamid etzlei umishamish ba. That he's always going to be there and available to deal with people who are the victims of Oina. Am Rabbi Lazar called Nifrabi de Shliach. Everything gets paid back through a Shliach, chutz mi Oina. Okay? Shenemar uviyadcha anach, because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back on his own. Am Rabbi Bo, Gimel in a Pargin Ninel Bifneim. There are three things that the Pargud, okay, is not going to be closed, meaning that there's an open access, and this is Lara to get paid back. The Pargid is not going to be closed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what's exactly going on, and he will make sure to take care of it. I know the Gezel v'Avodah Zarah. I know the Chesed. How do we see these are the three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has direct access to punishment from Klapei Shemaya. The Chesed of the Pasuk says, V'yadcha anach. Gezel, the Chesed, Chamas, V'shoy, Yisham Abba. Hashem hears it. Alpan Aitomit. Avodah Zarah, the Chesed, Ha'amam, Achisim, Oisi, Alpan Aitomit. These are the things that we're saying. We had the Yodai anach in regards to Aina. And these other things, they were considered alpanai, that the pargit is not ninal, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're in his face, kaviyachol. Amar yudaladam yeyadam zahir b'tvua b'seich b'seich b'sei, that a person should be very careful, not make sure there's always money, there's parnasa at home. Shem yiribim b'tvua b'seich b'sei, because arguments are found, shalom ala iskei tvua, and when there's no money. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, hasam givulech shalom, chelev chitin yazbiyech. If you want shalom, you gotta have chelev chitim. You gotta have money. You gotta have parnas. Amar Papa, Heidi, Dami, Inchi. People say, "Kimishaling sari mikado." When there's no barley left in the barrel, it's finished. Kimishaling, it's finished. Sari, the barley mikado from the barrel. Nakish v'asi tigra mibesa. That's when tigra fights. Arguments come knocking in the house. Amar Chinan Bar Papa, Leivim Yehadam Zahar B'Tvua B'Sech Beisa. A person should be very, very careful. Make sure to have Tvua B'Sech Beisa Shalei Nikru Yisrael Dalim El Iskei Tvua, because that is the point in which you're down. Shnemar V'Haya Im Zer Yisrael. The Chesiv Ayachnu Aleim. This is talking about by Midian. The Chesiv Ayidal Yisrael Ma'ed B'Pnei Midian. They were now considered Dalim. They were in a very, very bad spot. So when you don't have Tvua B'Sech Beisa, you get put in a bad spot. Nikru Dalim. Amar Chavol Al Yehadam Zahar B'Chavad Ishtai. And by the way, the way to get to there, you want to have bracha in your house, you want to have tvua, it's you have to be very careful with the covenant of your wife. Shem bracha mitzuyah b'sech beisah shalom ol b'shel ishtay shenemar ul'avram heitiv bavura. Okay, because of Sarah, v'hainu da'amar lehu, Rabba l'bnei mechuza, akiru l'neshchayu, and Rabba said to b'nei mechuza, make sure, treat your wives with respect. Ki hechid etetaru, then you should get rich. And in fact, the people of mechuza were quite wealthy. Tanan hasam, famous Gemara. We're going to see exactly how we're going to tie this into the sugya of Aina. But the Gemara says, Chatchu Chulius. So here we're donning on a tanor. You have an oven that was constructed in a weird way. So it was, you had levels of sand sandwiched in between pieces of cheres to make a tanor. So it wasn't really made 100% of cheres. If it was, then it would be a tanor, and it would be makamal tov. Over here, it was interrupted by sand, okay, and it was never put into a kiln. It was never baked to be actual pottery. So you had pottery, sand, right, levels vertically. And again, so if Tosis wants to say that if there wasn't sand in between, then it would be a kli chashav, and Rabbi Elazar would be moida that it's mitame, right, as a kli. But over here, you had it as chatzul chalis, so it was made in this strange way with sand in the middle. V'nasim chol bein cholya l'cholya. Between each row, they put sand. So Rabbi Elazar mitaher, he would say it's tahar, it's not a kli chashav, it's not makabal toma, but chamim mitame. The chamim held that it was tame. V'zehu tanor shal achnoi. This is the tanor of achnoi. Now, achnoi is a lashon of a snake. Okay, like the way, referring to the way a snake wraps around. So this is the Tanor of Achnoi. My Achnoi. So Amar Rav Yehuda, why are we calling it a Tanor Achnoi? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shekifu Dvarim Kachna. Because it was surrounded by controversy, the way a snake wraps itself around things. Vizu, Kachna Zu, Vitumo. Okay, and they were Matama it. Okay, so Rabbi Lazar held that it was tahar, and the Chachamim was surrounded by controversy, and the Chachamim went ahead and they said that it was tameh. So now, Tana, Boisayin, Heshiv, Rebbe Elazar, Kol Tshuva, Sheva Olam. Rebbe Elazar, the great Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, was able to answer all of the Tshuvas in the world, like Kiblu Eimenu, and they didn't accept it from him. Amar Lahem, Imalacha, Kamaisi, Charev Zeyechiach. He wanted to prove that the Halacha was like him when it came to this Tana. And he said, this carob tree will prove my point because it's going to move. We'll have a nace that happens. The carob tree moved. Some say it was 400. And the Chum said, sorry, we're still not passing like you. You want to know why? Hey, maybe in Raya and a Charev. You can't bring a Raya from a Charev tree. That's not the way this works. Okay, Chazar va'amr lahem, right? The Chum get together and we decide what the halacha is. You can't start making nisim and saying that the Shemayim is trying to prove that the halacha should be like me. V'chazar va'amr lahem in ma'alacha kemoisi amav samayim yechichu. The stream of water, Chazra Masamayim Lacharehim, that the stream of water went, started reverse flow. Amalem being Raya, can't bring a Raya, Me Masamayim. Chazra Amalem, Imalacha Kamasi Kaisle, Besamedrish Yechichu. The Kaislim of the Besamedrish should prove Hitu Kaisle Besamedrish, Lipo, right? They started to fall, right? It was destroying. Gar by him, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua yelled at the walls, Amalem, In Talmid, Echachamim, Menatzchen, Zez, Zabalacha, Atamed, Mativchem. Okay, so this is what Rabbi Yeshua said to them. This is not your fight to weigh in. And the walls, even though Rabbi Elazar commanded that the walls should fall to prove that the halacha was like him, Rabbi Yeshua was able to keep them up. Okay, but they stayed in a permanently leaning place because they couldn't fall entirely because Yeshua yelled at them, but they couldn't stand up because of the covenant of the Lazar that said, Yiplu Kaisa Besamedrash. Besamedrash. Vadayin Matin Vaindin. They were leaning. Chazab Ramalahem, Malacha, Kamaisim, and Hashemayim Yechichu. And the Lazar said, if you want to see the Lachas like me, from Shemayim, we'll prove it out. Yotza Basko Amar Malachim, Eitzel Rabbi Lazar, Shalacha, Kamaisa, Bechol Makam. The Basko came out and said that the Halacha is Taka, like Rabbi Lazar, Bechol Makam. And guess what? You would think that that would settle the matter. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Raglam, and he said, sorry, but Amar Loiba Shemayim Hi. The Pasuk says in Devarim, and it's Amar Loiba Shemayim Hi, my Loiba Shemayim Hi, Amar Rabbi Yerbiyah Shekvar Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai, the Torah was given over to Har Sinai, Enonu Mashkichim Bebaskol, and now there's no longer a Baskol. Baskol doesn't play anymore, and I don't care, we don't care what Shemayim says, the Torah was given to Bnei Adam, and it's up to the Rabbanon to decide, Shekvar Kasafta Bahar Sinai, the Torah says, Achri Rabban Lahatais. Okay, we don't listen to Baskol, and the Torah says, Acharam Lahatos, and we donned over here, and we donned, and this was the halacha. Now, Tosfos does ask what the Gemara in Yavama says, Leba Shamayim, that we said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why? Because a Baskol came out and said the halacha was like him. So now, there's one Tano who says, Ein Mashkicha beBaskol, but there was a Baskol that passed him like Beis Hillel. So Tosfos says, it's Shani Hacha, Shabal Lachalik al Divrei Torah. Here, there was a Rabbim that paskened. Over there, it was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that they were taka split, and we didn't know which way to go. But here, there was a Rav, and the Rav was Shaloi Keneged Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, that's why we could ignore the Baskol. This is another answer. Because he summoned the Baskol. Okay, but either way, in this situation, we're not going to rely on the Baskol. Ashkeim Nasson Eliyahu. Nasa found Eliyahu. I'm like my avad Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Yishaita. What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu doing at this time? I'm like a chayech. He's laughing. He's smiling. But I'm like Natzchuni bini, Natzchuni bini. Okay, that my sons, my children have defeated me. They won the argument, meaning they beat the Baskol, so to speak. I'm like Yemei Biu Kol Tahara Shetira Rabbelazar. They brought all the Taharis because Rabbelazar went so far to go against the Achri Rab and the Hatais to insist that the Halacha should be like him and to summon a Baskol to that effect, and other nisim. I say, yeah, maybe you call Tahara Shatir of Elazar. They brought all the Taharas, or Elazar was Mitair. The Sar from Beishan, the first should speak out that the Chum had to do something because Rabbi Elazar was able to summon supernatural powers to be on his side. And that's a very convincing argument. The Basco came out and said, Halacha Kamaisai. So they had to go the other way to prove that no, Halacha is not going to be Kamaisai. Rabbi Elazar Shamutihi. We know, right? That it was a shamuti. So, they burned it in fire. The chachamim, they put him in cherem. Okay, we're not going to pass like him, we're not going to go like him. So the question was, now they went ahead and they put Rabbi in cherem, and they sent the amr milelech the yodiyu. Who's going to go and inform him that he's now in cherem? Amr le Rabbi Akiva said, Ani elech, I will go. Shema Yelech Adam Sheina Hagon. Maybe if somebody else goes, it'll be somebody who's not proper, V'yidiyu. Okay, and they'll let him know. If they don't know how to break the news to him in the right way, V'nimtzu Machrav is called Olam Kulei. Then Rabbi Elazar, we see here, had the power of the supernatural, and he could have destroyed the entire world. Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva, Lavash Charim. Okay, he went and he put on black clothing, V'nis Atef Shchirim. Lavash Charim, V'nis Atef. He wrapped himself with black garments, V'yashav Lefano Berichuk Arba Amas. Okay, he kept it. He kept the dinim of, this is dinei cherim, of somebody who's in the cherim, so that his friends, when they shouldn't, he shouldn't be visited, and they have to sit down hamas away, and wear black, and all these things to show that this person's in cherim. Amar lei, Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, maye, 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 what's going on today? Says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, Amar lei, Rabbi Kiduma, li shechaverim, bedilim mimcha, that your friends have now put you in cherim. Afhu, kara begadah, Rabbi Elazar, tor kriya, v'chalatz benal, he took off his shoes, v'nishamit, v'yashav agave karka, he accepted the cherim that the Rabbanan put on him, Zogwein of Demais, and his eyes began flowing with tears, Laka Ilam Shlish, because of the, we see the powerful effect that Rabbi Elazar had, that because he was crying, so Laka Ilam Shlish Bezeisim, Mishlish Bechitim, Mishlish Besairim, that a third, right, everything went down in its capability, that there was a plague, Shlish, right, lost a third of the Zeisim, a third of the Chitim, Mishlish Besairim, Yesham Rach Batsak Shabide Isha Tavach, or that the dough was destroyed. Again, all this because of the tears, tafach, as a lashon of was swollen, blew up, right? Okay, so again, it was destroyed. Tana, af, and we change it here to af, gadol haya b'isayim, shebachol makam shenasa b'inav, Rabbi Elazar, that any place that Rabbi Elazar put his eye, nisraf, okay, would get burned. So again, we see that this tremendous power on the day then Rabbi Elazar was put in cherim. After Rabbi Gamliel Hayabab Bespina, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, he was the one that affected the cherim. Ultimately, it's under his purview. So he was Hayabab Bespina, Amar Alav Nachshol, a wave came, Latabai, right? He was going to get taken over, a storm, Latabai to sink him. Amar Kedum Elisha Ainze, Elabashil, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. This must be because of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and the sadness experienced by the fact that he's now in cherim. Amar Bar Agav, son of the Sweet, Amar Rabbi Shalom, Golav, Yadu Alafanecha. So he's certified. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalach Chvoi Di Asisi, I didn't do this for my own kavod, Shalach Chvoi Beis Abba, not for my father's kavod, Beis David Asisi, right? That this is the Malchus, Beis David, comes from the Vilna, comes from the Malchus, Rashi says, Shalach Chvoi Tcha, I did this for your kavod, Shalach Yirmi, Machlokis Be Yisrael, because we can't have Machlokis in Yisrael, Nacham Mizapai, and the river then finally calmed. Now, Ima Shalom, the beast of Rabbi Elazar. So Ima Shalom, who was the wife of Rabbi Elazar, also the Achdei de Rabbi Gamliel. So you can imagine this made for quite a family fight. This is the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the one who had put him in Cherem. So is married. Rabbi Gamliel's sister is married to Rabbi Elazar. Now she made Jehava. So the beast. So Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Elazar, who was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. May Havai. May Ahu Ma'isa Ve'elach Lehava Shavka Le'le Rabbi Elazar LeMepala Ape. And she would not allow Rabbi Elazar to daven Tachnun. She knew that. That if he would say Tachnun, that the pain that he had experienced would cause further destruction throughout the world. He had a certain day, and or that specifically to Rabbi Gamliel, who had put him in Cherem. So it was Rosh Chodesh ve'ichlifla, and she made a mistake. It was really, she thought it was a Chodesh ve'ichlifla bein malei l'chaser. Okay, she thought it was a malei, it was really a chaser, and therefore Rabbi Elazar said Tachanun on a day she thought was Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Igad Amri Asa Eina, or some say that Anya, that an Ani came, Vakai above, was knocking on the door, Afikulei Rifta, and she was bringing him out bed. Ashkeche Denafal Ampe, so she went to go get the Ani bread, and she found, in the meantime, that Rabbi Elazar had davened Tachanun. Okay, Amrle Kum, Kutlis La'achi, you're killing my brother, Adahachi Nafak Shipura, or a whale came out, me based on Gamliel, Deshachav, and Intaka did die because Rabbi Elazar was, he did. Daven Tachanun, and that caused destruction. Amar Lamina Yadas. How do you know? Amar Le Kach Begad Beis Abi Abba Kol Hasharim Nolan. How do you know that this? How did you know that something destructive would have happened? Why? Because this was in a Nas Devar Merav Elazar, and that's how it ties to the Sugya. Kach Mikublani Beis Abi Abba Kol Hasharim Nolan. All gates are closed. Chutz Mishari Ena, and except for the Shari Aina, and obviously he was very, very much pained, and therefore he was able to cause this destruction, able to affect the Nisa of Rabbi Gamliel. Tanu Rabbanan. Hama'anes Hager, Oiva B'Shlish Alavim, a person who is Mitzayer Hager B'Devarim, he's going to be over on three Lavim. V'Halech Tseyu, a person who oppresses him physically, Oiva B'Shnayim, you're going to have two Lavim. Ma'ishna Ma'ana D'Chsibi Shlish, so why by a ma'ana, do we say there's three lavim? What are those three? V'ger l'soinu, v'ger v'chi agur yitcha, ger ba'artzchem l'soinu oisai, v'l'soinu ishas amisai, v'ger b'chal amisai hu. Okay, so loich tzai frek the gemara nami shleisha ksiv v'l'solchatzenu, v'ger l'solchatz, v'l'siya l'kinesha, v'ger b'chal hu. So ger would be b'chal, all of these things. So it should be three as well. Why are you saying this? Who's ma? If you're ma'ana ger, then it's three, you're over on three assuming, but if you oppress a ger, solchatzenu, then it's only two. What do you mean? Ela echad zev, echad zev, shoshe, really, they're each three. Like we said, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Gadol, Emir, Neymah, Hezira, Torah, Belamed, above, Mekayim, the Torah has 36 times it warns, but Amidah, some say 46 times, the ger, when it comes to a ger, and Tosis explains why, how would it be open from Achlokes, because it says it 36 times straight out, and then the question is, are we counting the times? The Pasuk says, Ki ger me'yisem be'aretz Mitzrayim. Okay, and therefore, so it could be either 36 or 46, depending on how you count it, if ne'i shesurei ra. Okay, because the yetzer of a guy is ra, dechsib mai dechsib be'ger le'senem le'sechtsev ger me'yisem be'aretz Mitzrayim, nasa na'im mum shebechal tam le'chavercha, this is a mum that you have, ha'in dar me'inchi, v'zakef le'zakifei. If let's say somebody has a person who got hung by the melech in their house, okay, you should somebody who was put to death by hanging in their family, so you don't say Mishayishle Rashi says toloi, person who was hung, Mishpachta Layamer La Abday Ben Besai, Tolali Dugze, can you hang this fish up for me? Shakol Shane Tlia Gnai Ulai. Okay, so again we see that remembering these things or these sort of things are very close to home, it's going to be painful, okay, and therefore that would fit within the category of einas devarim and specific to a ger. So again, we started today, bunch of amarayim, we said, had this, that noyach l'adam sheyapal atzma l'kiv shana esh, v'yavim p'nei chaveray, we saw that from Tamar, ki mutzeis, said the pasuk, we brought in the sugya in Saita, we had it about a year ago, and we said, L'sanu Esher Sami Shai applies to Imshe Itcha B'Toyrim Mitzvah Sal Tainu, and Rab brought that in saying you should be very careful about the Einas Ishtai Shadim Asa Mitzuya. And then we discussed that Miyam Shabbat Mikdash, the Shari Tfilah are Ninalu, but the Shari Demais are not. And we discussed a person who's Chaylech Matzas Ishtai, Nathal Gehenim, it depends for what, for the wrong thing. Okay, but you have to listen to her for some things. And Rav Chisda said, Kol Sharis Ninalu Chutz Mishar Eina, Kol Nifra, we said, Ayidei Shliach, except for Eina. And there's really three, Eina Pargi Ninal, Eina Gazal, and Abay Dezer. Those are three things that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with personally. Rav Yehuda then said that a person should be Zahir B'Tua B'Sef Beisle, Shalek Tech, so you don't run out of, you don't, to make sure not to run out of Tvua, because that's when arguments come to the house, when you run out of Parnasa. Okay, And what Chinen and Bar Papa said, that you know, look, that we're not called Dalim, we saw from Midyan, that we're not called Dalim, except if we run out of Tfua. Rav Chelva said, you have to be Zahir, Bechvayt Ishta, the Ein Bracha Metsuya, Bebeisayel, because of your Isha, because of the Isha and Chvayt Ishta, as the Pasuk says, La Avram, Heitiv Bavura, okay, that Avram treated, because he treated his wife properly, and again, he had Bracha Metsuya, Bebeisay, and Rava, we used to tell B'nai Mechuza, again, make sure to be Mechabed, your wife, so that you'll become wealthy. Now, in regards to this thing of Einas Devarim, to see the power of words, so we brought in the Sugya of Chatru Chalias, that we had this Machlekes with Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, regards to this Tanner, Rav Elazar said that it's going to be Tahar, Chachamim held it was Tanei. It was Tameh, it was the Tana of Achnoi, right? It was surrounded in controversy, like a snake surrounds things. And on that day, right, Rabbi Lazar answered all those tshuvas, and they didn't accept it, and he made all these nisim to show the lachas like him. Eventually, he summoned the Baskol, and the Chachamim refused to accept it, Levar Shemayim, and we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was laughing, that his children defeated him. And then we had the postscript to the story, which was they put Rabbi Lazar in Cherem, Rabbi Kiva had told him, and Rabbi Lazar's wife, who was Rabbi Gamliel, who had affected the Cherem's sister, would try to make sure she didn't say Tachanun, because we know that the Aina, that the affliction that he felt, would cause Rabbi Gamliel to die. Taka, one day it happened that either she made a mistake, she thought it was a day you don't say Tachanun, or an Ani came to the door and she was dealing with the Ani, and he said Tachanun, and Taka, Rabbi Gamliel, had passed away. Okay, and then the Gemara just ended with Ma'anas Hager, you can be over on Gimel Lavin, and Lazar Hagadol said you have to be very careful, because 36 or 46 places that it mentions Ger, Okay, and we say that and the reason why you have to be extra careful when it comes to ger is sur ra. Okay, it comes from a bad place. And kiger mi yusim eretz yisrael. We said that's born out just by somebody who, if someone in their family has someone who was murdered, that you shouldn't say go. Who was hung, as a punishment, you don't say hang this fish for me, right? You got to be careful, very, very careful with the words and the way that you use them.